Our New Testament reading this morning comes from verses 1 through 6. This can be found on page 1480. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Hear the word of the Lord. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with a child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third parts of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. Amen. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I remind you once again of the structure of this book, that it is comprised of 3 principal prophecies that are a series of 7. The prophecy of the 7 seals, followed by the prophecy of the 7 trumpets, and then finally the prophecy of the 7 vials. And interjected between these prophecies, there are explanatory prophecies which give that cover the same subject matter, but explain them to us in clear terms. And especially these next 3 chapters, 12, 13, and 14, they are explanatory visions of what has gone before. What we have before us in chapter 12, what's just been read, is a vision that is contemporary with or describes the same time period of the 7 seals and the first 4 trumpets. We have a description of the state of the church in its primitive form, and then leading up to the rise of Antichrist. We have in verse 1 a description of the church. And there appeared in a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. I think it is clear to all of us that this is a description of the church of Jesus Christ. The question comes, what is this child that she is bearing? We see the church being described in glorious fashion, clothed with the sun. The moon is under her feet, a crown of 12 stars being the foundation upon which the church is laid, the doctrine of the 12 apostles. And she is with child, travailing in birth, pained to be delivered. You can tell that this imagery is hearkening us back unto the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose mother had to flee into Egypt after he was born. However, this is not a description of the actual birth of Jesus Christ himself, but Jesus Christ mystically or spiritually considered in his people. And I want to show you this from the scriptures. Look in your scriptures to Galatians chapter 4, so that you will see that this is indeed a Bible doctrine not made up of men. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19. Paul is speaking here as a minister of the gospel, as an officer of the church, and he says this, "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you." So what we have here, just like we have Paul as a teacher of the church, is laboring, he's travailing, he's in birth pains to bring forth Christ, not physically, the person Christ, but mystically, Christ in you, in us. We have the church for our mother. This is what the scriptures teach in Galatians chapter 5. We have the church for our mother, and the church is travailing to bring forth Christ in us. Now, if you look at the state of the early church, what do you see? Travailing, birth pains, the Arian heresy, warring on and on, persecutions, warring on and on. And all of this, it's labor to bring forth a church that has Christ formed in her. Individual believers that have Christ formed in them. Christ can't be formed in you if you believe that Christ is a secondary creature, that he's less than the Father. This was a widespread heresy in the early church. But through the travailing labors of the doctors and the preachers that God raised up, a pure church, a powerful church, a mighty church was lifted up. Mighty believers were lifted up. And then they went from a low state to being lifted up unto heaven. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. This is the point at which Christianity began to be established by law throughout the empire. And it followed then that whereas Satan had been lifted up, he was cast down. We see that later on. But this happens through great persecutions, great sorrows, and a warfare between Satan and Christ himself. You see a description of Satan in verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. This is Satan. But Satan also with a description of his number one instrument at this time, which is the Roman Empire. He was using the Roman Empire, which he would use it explicitly. I'm coming for Christians. Burn them at the stake. Send them to the lions. Burn their Bibles. Cut up their pregnant women. But then his tactic changed. And we see that later on in our chapter, we'll see in the coming weeks. He said, okay, persecution from without isn't working, so I'm going to go within. And so we see this great red dragon, which is Satan, coming for the church. But God lifts up his people, gives them a time of reprieve, a time of being exalted. This marvelous thing happened where the church had been in such a low estate for the first few centuries of her primacy. Then she's lifted up. Christianity established by law in the empire. Satan cast down from his preeminency within the empire. And there's a time of reprieve. But the war is not yet over, more of which is to come. In response to this reading of God's word, we will be singing